We take a break from the music now to welcome Switchfoot guitarist Drew Shirley to the Afternoon Drive, Switchfoot and their fantastic traveling music show, 1 week from tonight at the beautiful Hershey Theater. Welcome, Drew. I'm so glad you could be a part of the show today. And I love the red hats, too.
Yes. Hey, it's good to be here. Yes, we are on tour and have crazy red hats. It's true.
I believe you're in Wisconsin tonight. Tonight, your fifth concert on the tour. So how is life being back on the road?
It's great. We're doing great. This tour is a different one for us. It's two sets. We do an acoustic set and then take an intermission and then come out and do an electric set. And we've got a whole bunch of surprises for the night. So, you know, the high school drama kid in me is coming out on this tour. And I got to say, it's pretty fun. You know, usually we do the typical rock band show where you get out and be cool. And this one starts a little bit differently. I'm excited for people to see it.
Well, we are so excited as well. You know, I interviewed Switchfoot way back in the day. It was actually right after their first album release at a GMA week. And I remember I was excited because we were playing them, and bands like Jars of Clay were new at the time as well. And I remember the band talking about producer Charlie Peacock and this new album and how excited they were. Now, you joined in 2003, and some of our listeners remember Altogether Separate. We have some of your songs here in our music system, and that was your original band. How did that transition from Altogether Separate to Switchfoot happen?
Yeah, I mean, it was 15 years ago, and that was a great time in my life, starting Altogether Separate and playing in that band. And I knew Switchfoot because we played a lot of shows together, and I saw their albums come out, and I was always a fan, like, wow, this other band is great. I love this band. Well, my band, Altogether Separate, broke up, and they said, hey, without knowing that, John said, hey, would you be interested in playing second guitar with us and see if how it sounds? And I was like, well, as a matter of fact, my other band just decided to break up, so yeah, you know, I'll give it a shot. And it was just one, you know, block of shows. I think I only played like five or six shows, and then they asked me to go on a tour and then another tour, and then they were like, this is the way it's supposed to be. This is great. You're the guy for this band. And so that was 15 years ago that I joined Switchfoot.
Did I hear correctly that you were maybe going to be a teacher until the Switchfoot thing happened?
Yeah, exactly. I figured, well, I gave the music thing a good run with Altogether Separate, and I'm going to go get my teaching credential and teach school. So my mom was a music teacher. I always loved music and thought, well, I'll teach music in a school. So I went and literally I was starting to substitute teach, and that's when John called me, and I was like, oh yeah, I'd way rather play in a band than substitute teach. Oh.
So with that music influence from your mom, were you one of those kids at a young age who said, I'm going to be in a band when I grow up?
You know, not really. I just kind of slid into it. Basically, I started playing in church on worship team, and went to college and kind of started a little side band there, and played some camps. You know, we were playing at a few winter camps and summer camps and stuff like that, and it was really fun and really, really catching on. And the first band I was in made no money, and you know, we made three records and had a record deal, but it was basically going to be a pretty hard thing to do full time and support a family, you know. So I'm just lucky, I'm just blessed that Switchfoot took off when it did, and I happened to be there playing with them.
Mm. Do you remember that first song you learned to play on the guitar?
Oh my gosh. Like for me, I borrowed my older brother's guitar. I learned on piano. I first started playing piano, which I recommend to all kinds of people every time. You know, it's like, this is a great way to get the music base of knowledge. And I learned Every Rose Has Its Thorn by Poison on acoustic guitar, my older brother's acoustic. And then I learned like Lord, I Lift Your Name on High, worship song after that, I think.
So did you grow up listening to Christian music?
Yeah. I mean, I always listened to some Christian bands and some not. I listen to Petra and, you know, Michael W. Smith and DC Talk when they first came out. You know, old California alternative rock bands took a hold of me as well, like Violet Burnings and, you know, Prayer Chain.
Oh, love
those
groups.
A bunch of bands like that. Yeah. Dave Zaker and Deliverance. And I got into all of the classic, you know, Southern California Christian music scene was a good alternative music scene. It was really good.
Yeah, I know it's not a Christian band, but I understand for you, we have to mix in some Led Zeppelin in there.
I do. Yeah, my brother got me hooked on Led Zeppelin. And you know, I learned that, you know, guitar playing doesn't have to just be, you know, one style of music. You know, Led Zeppelin played a whole lot of different styles, from bluegrass to more orchestra to funk mm-hmm. to reggae to rock and heavy metal. They did it all. So I was like, oh, okay, I can just make the guitar sound whatever I want it to sound like for each song. Great. Let's do that.
That's awesome. Now, I understand you have four girls. That has to keep you busy when you're not on the road.
You are right. It is. It's a blast. I have four daughters. They're young, you know, right now, like 6, 8, 10, and 15. And it's a blast. I'm on the road with all dudes on this traveling, you know, rock band of a bus. And then I go home and I'm with all girls. And so it's I get balanced out, hopefully.
I understand this tour is a quest unlike any we've ever taken before. You're performing, as you mentioned, not just one, but two sets back to back each night. So before we go, can you just talk a little more about what we can expect one night from tonight at the Hershey Theater?
Yeah, Hershey Theater. We are so excited to be bringing this Switchfoot fantastic traveling music show. It's got a different pacing for us. We start acoustic and we come out and we do a really fun intro with some video and a little drama and a little production value there. And then we've got this whole set that we brought with us. I'll give you a little heads up. It's a shipwreck that turns into flying. So it's this cool transition, and it's sort of an analogy for us of a band starting with a shipwreck and then turning it into something that can fly. So we do an acoustic set where we play a lot of old favorites. We like pass the mic around. We take requests. We have requests in a message in a bottle brought to the fan stage. And then we take an intermission and change the set. And then we just come out and rock. So then we play, you know, some of the songs from the catalog going all the way back. We try to hit something from every one of our 11 albums, which is tricky, but we make it happen. So it's a really, really fun night. It's a really, really unique tour for us. So if you've seen us before, you've never seen anything like this. And if you've never seen us before, you've never seen anything like this either.
We are talking with Switchfoot guitarist Drew Shirley. Switchfoot and their fantastic traveling music show coming to the Hershey Theater October 15th, 1 week from tonight. Coming up, I have a chance for you to win a pair of tickets to the show, and a grand prize winner will win a Switchfoot VIP experience that's coming up here in, the next hour or so. So, Drew, before we go, I'm sure this is a hard question to answer. No worries if you can't answer the question, but I want to transition into a Switchfoot song. Is there one particular song that you just love performing?
Yeah, I really love the song I Won't Let You Go. It's a slower song, but it really reminds me of my daughter and my family at home. You know, we went through hard season. I know a lot of families go through hard seasons, and we're no exception, but it's the it's hope that shows up during the difficulties that really lifts you. And we deserve hope. We believe that hope deserves an anthem, and we want to be a band singing that anthem. And this is a song of hope. It's called I Won't Let You Go.
Drew, thank you so much, and we'll see you Tuesday night.
Awesome. Thanks for a great interview, and have a great day.